Good morning, PJ Collins from the Australian Arts Party. Welcome to Bay FM's Arts Canvas. And tell us how it's going with Australia's very first arts party in the coming elections.
Oh, good morning, Karina. Well, things are going great. We're going strength to strength. We're obviously expecting this double dissolution on the 2nd of July, which means that we've got about 6 weeks before the election is called, straight after the budget in early May. So, yes, we've been keeping very busy. We've announced a few more candidates since we last spoke. We've got Frank Madrid, who's an organiser and administrator and festival director based in Canberra, who's joined us, who's going to stand in the ACT. And we've also got Barry Keldulis, who is the chair of NABBA and also the CEO of Sydney Contemporary. So, among other things, he organises the Arts Month, Sydney Arts Month every year, and he organises the International Arts Fair that happens in Sydney at the end of the year. So, very exciting times. And, of course, on top of that, we've launched our federal election crowdfunding campaign so we can actually pay to give a voice to the arts at this election. So that's the other major piece of news this week. And we've obviously got lots of info on that on the website, theartsparty.org.
One of the things that stands out is that a lot of the candidates have got a really vast experience in arts across all fields. They really, in other words, know exactly what's needed in this particular campaign.
Oh, absolutely. That's the great thing. There's so many people who, as you say, bringing like decades of experience of working full time and being active contributors in the art world in Australia, who see how important it is right now to give a voice to something that we all know has great value, but is completely undervalued right now in this country. So it's fantastic to see people coming. I mean, really, the only limits on how many candidates we can stand is how much we can raise. There's no question that that there's a voice needs to be, somebody needs to stand in every corner of this country at the election, as far as we're concerned. And as I say, the only thing that's stopping us right now is how many people we can afford to stand. If we can raise more money, we can stand more candidates. Essentially, there's literally hundreds of opportunities right now for people to stand up, and it's just a question of people basically putting their hand in their pocket so that we can afford to do it. But we have a few more weeks, and this is a critical time.
So the crowdfunding campaign's already kicked off, and what's the response been so far?
Well, it's great. We're on day four right now, and we've hit 20% of a $35,000 baseline. We obviously would hope to raise well beyond that. I mean, we'd hope to raise up to 100,000, and if that were to happen, then we could stand candidates just about everywhere. So it's just a question of people basically, spreading the word, contributing, and making sure they tell their friends about it as well, so their friends contribute too. And that's obviously going through the artsparty.org site. And there's actually, we've set up a possible campaign, which is all linked from artsparty.org. So it's very easy to find if you just head to the website.
Now, for people who are curious, what sort of things does the money go on in running the campaign?
Well, to stand candidates for the Senate, that's $2,000 registration straight away. Lower house candidates are $1,000 each. Then you move into campaigning. Now, we did a campaign just at the end of last year in North Sydney, and that for the lower house seat there. We spent about $10,000 just on that one seat, and we obviously learned a lot about how to most cost-effectively do that from making mistakes, essentially. But the bottom line is that we want to stand candidates for the Senate across the country, and we'd need two for each state and territory to be an above-the-line voting option. So that in itself is $32,000 straight away. And then basically for the lower house candidates is that we've got specific seats in mind at the moment that essentially are marginal seats, and those would be the best ones for us to actually in the first instance put candidates into and fight, because ultimately we want to be able to show that the arts can actually affect the outcome of an election. And if we were to actually manage to maybe remove a Liberal member at this election, I think that would be a fantastic win and make the current government think twice about how they treat the arts and cultural sectors in this country. So, it's a big call, but it's totally achievable.
Now, what you really need, of course, is a really big sponsor. And as we know, there are people out there who do have deep pockets who are actually supporters of the arts and support a number of arts projects. Have any of them actually shown an interest in supporting this new party?
Well, there's been a few anonymous donations, absolutely, from some sort of significant people, but I can't really talk about who they are. But at the same time, they're, you know, nobody stepped in to put in, you know, literally a few thousand. So we're sort of, you know, I'm still hoping that somebody is going to step up and really, you know, make a real difference to us in this campaign, because we could certainly use it. And, yeah, basically, you're right, there are people out there. It's often the hardest part is to be able to get in touch with them. There are so many gatekeepers, and I've sent many letters and made many phone calls, but essentially, you know, there is no Clive Palmer sort of character sitting behind this party right now. At the moment, everything we've done has just been based on grassroots donations from just normal Australians who really care about what we stand for. But it would be great to find some normal Australians who just happen to have a bit of cash as well to step up and give us a good push right now, because that's definitely what we need.
In the arts, it always comes down to money, doesn't it, PJ?
Well, yeah, that's it. In the end, there's unavoidable costs, and we have to be able to make those payments to be able to do what we need to do. But this, again, is such a unique opportunity in this country to be able to make a really big splash and make a real statement and stand about what's important in our lives. It's just so accessible. It will be it's absolutely critical that we actually pass the baseline funding, or we get no funding at all and we can't go forward. So that $35,000 baseline for our funding right now is absolutely must be met. So, you know, if there is anyone out there who wants to see a stand for the arts, this is the way to do it. And so support us now.
Yeah, so if you're listening out there in the arts land, look, please just go to artsparty.org. The Australian Arts Party.org at least, and look up their crowdfunding campaign and give them a little bit of money, because every little bit helps. Though we know, dealing with the arts sector, we're dealing with the most underpaid, under-resourced members of the population, quite frankly. But we can all give $10. We can all give something, and every bit's going to help to get this campaign going. Now, assume you get a candidate up, which would be fabulous. Mm-hmm. What sort of things could we expect in the future, and what ways would they be able to influence any legislation governing the arts?
Oh, well, I think that would be profound. If we can get somebody elected, that will change the whole paradigm. The government, whoever gets elected and creates government at this election, is basically going to have to negotiate with somebody who's a dedicated advocate for the arts through their whole term. So that's, you know, whether it be an upper or lower house, and probably most likely an upper house seat, the bottom line is that it would be a world first, and there's an opportunity to really introduce a voice that will feed into all the decisions made by our future government that looks at the situation through the lens of the arts and through the lens of, like, how can we get the best result and to encourage people to be the best they can be and to actually be the best, create the best future that we can for all of us together. And I'm obviously, we put a lot of policy ideas out there as well, so I think that there's a lot of angles for improving the setup for support for particularly small and medium-sized organizations across the country in the arts and cultural sectors. But also, we've got ideas that go well beyond that, just to deal with all sorts of issues in society right now. And, I mean, they're all listed on the website. I mean, I could talk at length about our policy ideas, but ultimately it's about fresh new ideas and trying new approaches, because if we just, as a country, keep repeating the same approaches over and over again, expecting a different result, you know, that's the definition of madness. And, you know, we are the antidote for that. The arts is the antidote for that.
It certainly is. And thanks for talking to us today, PJ. And we'll look forward to hearing from you in a couple of weeks. And also, we look forward to seeing that crowdfunding being successful.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thanks, PJ. I'd stop that there because it was 10 minutes, which is about our limit. But that's fine, because